Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with somebody who knows all about that. He's now a 20-year member of our Brain Trust, and that makes him one of the original founders of our Brain Trust. It's Gerald Celente, ladies and gentlemen, and he's the founder of Trends Research Institute. TrendsResearch.com is the website. Trend Journal is their periodical, which you have to subscribe to, folks. I promise you, you will thank me later when you do. His Trends 2000 book, you got to find it and pay whatever it costs. It will illuminate you. And Gerald, thank you for very, very much for being here. Thanks again for 20 great years. We were just talking about the Middle East. We spent a lot of time this visit talking about the Middle East. Talk to us about the politics and the economics of oil over the next, say, 6 to 24 months.
Yeah, that's what we're concerned about the most. Again, when we talk about the tax cuts before, right now with the oil price increase of the last year, so the price of gasoline has eaten away half of what the average middle-class American family got from Trump's tax cuts. Half of it's gone just from the rise in oil prices. If we see, you go back to 2007, go back to just before the dot-com crash in 1999, 2000. Go back and watch and look at where oil prices go, and then you see where the crash comes.
Mm-hmm.
Just before the markets crashed in 2008, remember, barrel of oil was $150
oh, yeah.
a barrel. So that's what we're concerned about. If there's an explosion in the Middle East, and by the way, Saudi Arabia needs oil at almost $100 a barrel for its budget to break even.
Because they're paying off their populace over there.
Right, because two-thirds of the populace work for the government.
Right.
So they need higher oil prices, and the crown prince has said it. And by the way, remember the big tour they had with the crown?
Yeah.
Can you imagine
yeah.
adults calling somebody a crown prince? How about a clown prince? A princess kissed the frog, and the frog became a prince.
He's an equal opportunity disser,
Saudi
folks,
family.
Gerald.
Yeah, from the Saudi family. They created this joint in 1934. But anyway, that's only a fact. You know, you don't see him around anymore. He's been out of the news since April 21st. And you know why? Remember the story that there was a drone, a toy drone flying over the palace in Saudi Arabia, and then there was a lot of gunfire?
Yeah.
There's reports out now that he was assassinated.
Are you serious?
Or critically wounded. And you won't find this, by the way,
I haven't heard that.
In any of the media. Exactly. Because I go to international media every day. I go to all the different Arab, Iranian news channels and Chinese and on. And it's only been reported in one of the overseas Arab sites.
Right.
And I started thinking about this. This guy was in the news every day.
You're right about that. And in fact, he was the face of the new Saudi Arabia.
That's right. And he has not been seen since April 21st. This is a fact. So going back to, if there's a war in the Middle East, kiss this economy goodbye, because you know when you look at what retail sales and on.
Even though we're now energy self-sufficient, and even though we're energy exporter, that will remember, oil is not just what's based on what's going on in America. Oil is a global commodity. And if it gets upset in one place, it ripples throughout the system.
You nailed it, because look what's going on in India. They import just about all their energy.
Yeah.
And so now you're watching the rupee decline. Oh, and that's the other thing. Look what's going on in Argentina. What is it? When they have an interest rate of 40%.
Hey, Gerald, I got 45 seconds. Is there anything going on in the world that you're excited about, that you're happy about? Are you worried about everything?
No, I'm worried about the lack of people's concern for getting involved and saying that, oh, I can't do anything, and they just become victims of other people. Mm-hmm. But the best thing is what you're doing and what I try to do, you do it with entrepreneurs and try to give people the courage and to restore their dignity and become their own person in life,
yep,
rather
right.
than working for a plantation owner in Slavelandia, and yep. that's all these multinationals are.
I don't disagree with that last part, absolutely. Hey, Gerald, thank you for 20 years. Thank you for being here 20 years. Let's do 20 more. What do you think?
Maybe 10 more.
How about 10? Okay, I'll take 10. Trends Research, ladies and gentlemen, .com. Gerald Celente, he's the best. And we'll have him back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.